show punk ass. Makes me feel hard and pussy real wet. Makes me feel hard and pussy real wet.
All right, who's introing?
So let's have our long-standing Jack, you know, our Jack member of the podcast, introduce it.
Well, I was going to lean more towards Kaya. He's got a lot of energy. He's just overflowing with it right now, so I thought it'd be good to help him vent that out and give us the introduction.
Okay, well, first we have Jackson, who used to go on naked dumpster diving quests with his childhood friends.
Guilty.
Then we have Andrew, who was groomed and molested by a 25-year-old pederast. Following, we have Charlie, who used to eat his earwax and probably also his poo, and then me, Kaya, who used to give a facial to a cougar poster. Sean, what's your kink or embarrassing past story?
I used to pull down my trousers and run through fields of sheep.
Really?
And just, like, rub as much wool as I could on the way through.
That sounds so comfortable.
Yeah.
That's like a...
Yeah.
It reminded me of, like, football teams coming out of the tunnel and giving high fives, except he was just kind of cock-slapping sheep.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Just as much of a sport, though.
Can I just bring up how quickly you answered that question, like you were prepared for this?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean...
We were like, welcome to the podcast. I used to cock slap sheep!
I've watched some podcasts. I've watched Charlie's videos. I know how this works.
That's a lie. I can tell from people's voices, I can tell that Sean is a little bit of a degenerate himself, aren't you?
Well, according to Wikipedia, he's Irish, so don't be thrown off by that.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, but not YouTube commenters, I'm Irish.
What do YouTube commenters think you usually are?
Mostly American for some reason. I don't know why.
What?
All in ass.
Because I say ass instead of arse. They're like, no, fucking faker, get him out.
That's what threw them off. Just the whole ass thing.
I know an ass when I hear one.
How could YouTube commenters possibly get something wrong? That's unbelievable.
Kaya just running marathons today.
All right, I feel we should introduce our guest today. So today we're joined with a big popular YouTuber.
Who is Sean? Take a guess, please.
I'll give you a hint. According to Wikipedia, he's the 29th most subscribed channel.
According to the video title, which you're probably going to be looking at, or... you probably saw before you even clicked on this.
Just put me down as something completely random. Just find like some YouTuber who has like 200 subscribers.
High kicks passion. So why do you hate women?
No one's gonna get that joke since no one watches
true.
Kicks
okay,
passion.
Hang on. Let me pick a more contemporary example. So Milo, what about all that pedo stuff? Hmm?
Why'd you leave
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
I couldn't even attempt an impression if I wanted to. I literally know nothing about that man.
Well, he's not Irish, so you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, I can't hide that part.
And apparently he's into young boys, so you're also fucked if you're not into that, I guess.
What?
Yeah, Kaya, do you have something you want to tell us about?
No, Milo is apparently into young boys, so, you know, if you want to do a good impression of it, you have to be a method actor.
I didn't know that at all.
The whole drama. That's what the whole drama is about. Why do you think
he
was...
Isn't it that he just defended pedophiles, that he wasn't into it himself or something like that?
Yes, I know. I'm adding extras.
It's all about clickbaiting.
We're trying to get the views up, Jack.
It's a story.
We're
damn
embellishing.
It.
Okay, yes. I got it. Yes. I want it.
Fuck. God damn it.
What
it's
was
like
our
when
time to pedophile on this episode, then?
Yeah, this might be a new record for quickest segue into pedophilia. Congratulations, Jack. You were here for this one. High five.
I am legitimately,
I don't know if
so
I should feel honored.
Angry at that. Charlie and I were talking yesterday about how we could have had Milo on our show. That could have been our drama. He could have confessed to his fucking sick whatever opinions on our podcast.
And then God forbid our podcast be associated with pedophilia.
Yeah.
You
dodged a good one there.
We're a wholesome, awkward childhood stories podcast and nothing more.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll go ahead and kick this off with a staple here. I kind of gave Jack a little... do you want me to call you by your online name, or would you rather be Sean?
No, no, Jack's fine.
Oh, but we didn't actually say who...
Hey, Jacksepticeye X420.
Yeah, you just went from Sean to Jack, and people are like, who the fuck is it? You still haven't introduced anybody.
That's a good point. All right, let's take it from the top. Good warm-up, everyone. So thanks for tuning in to the official podcast this week. We're joined by a big YouTuber with over 15 million subscribers, Andrew Hugbees. Go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone today, Andrew.
Hi, my actual YouTube name is Jacksepticeye, and according to Wikipedia, I co-hosted South by Southwest on March 6, 2016.
Wow.
What?
It's good for you, man. That's a big achievement.
Yeah, and according to the source, let's see, I hosted an award show. Oh, it's a video. Let's buy some guy named Jacksepticeye. I'll watch that later.
Oh, fuck that dude.
Yeah, he's got green hair. It's really awkward.
Ugh, the worst.
Disgusting.
I know. What's he thinking?
Actually, I mean, do you not play Minecraft, Sean? You kind of strike me as a guy who
No, works. I'm a fucking level 3 Roblox player. Fuck, I messed up the joke. God damn it.
Don't worry, we've all messed up jokes today.
That's okay.
It was funny, I swear.
Hey,
I had a good
Sean, do you want to hear a real funny one?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, go
ahead. I don't know if I'm prepared for this.
Yeah, Charlie, please, by all means.
Oh, I already have to. Okay.
I'll
bust out the big guns. So on the official podcast here, I usually tell the guests what I consider the magnum opus of comedy. It's a joke that I told to my girlfriend not too long ago. It was only a few months ago. Are you prepared to hear it?
Yes, I'm sitting. I'm ready.
Okay, it's a real gut buster, so just be ready. We were driving down I-4, which is a road in Florida, and I saw a sign for a restaurant called Boardwalk City Burgers. And it was, you know, just a standard restaurant. You know, they have some homeless people throw some burgers on the George Foreman's. And I came up with a real zinger, a real fucking humdinger, Sean. I'll tell you, it's one of the best things I've ever said in my life. So I saw this and I said, Boardwalk Burger, more like board burgers, because the burgers aren't having any fun. It's a doozy. It's you have to think about it. I'll break it.
Yeah, I don't think yeah. I just I think I didn't get it.
It's all right.
That's why I'm not laughing.
No, it's probably because it's just such a good joke. It takes it out of you.
It's an acquired taste.
It's not because I think you're stupid. It's because I didn't get it.
No, you know, Charlie, you might want to tell it again.
No,
just to really get the point home. You know,
I think you just need to explain it. You see, because you know burgers, they're dead cows and stuff. Like you put them on a grill.
Yeah, sure.
Can't be having any fun. And Boardwalk, it's not too far from board. Board.
Oh!
You see? Now he gets it. See?
Now I get it!
Dude, yeah. He fucking gets it, man.
Yeah. Nice.
It. Dude, my comedy scene is just like screaming at things and swearing as much as possible, so I didn't get like high-level subtle comedy.
It's a thinking man's joke.
Yeah, really.
Perfect for a man born February
7th, 1990.
That
makes me wonder, on average, how many of your viewers on average just troll you by calling you the, like, rip-off PewDiePie?
Oh, all the time. Constantly. Well, I'm either off-brand PewDiePie or discount Markiplier or just...
Wait,
12-year-old girly man.
Wait, is that one bigger than you?
Wait, do you get stopped
we'll
on the
get
street
that one.
And people go, 12-year-old girly man?
No, but somebody did stop me and say, okay, see you later, PewDiePie.
Oh, that's gotta be so uncomfortable.
That's good one.
Well, I mean, are you a Nazi, though? Because that kind of...
Oh, God.
Be careful what you say, because I am making an exposed video.
Ooh. Woo!
Damn.
Charlie's always making an exposed video.
I've got...
There's never been one that's come out yet, though.
Have you ever been entangled in any kind of drama, true or not?
Yeah.
Gonna have to say truth.
Please explain.
All right, expand on that.
All right, moving on.
Are you a Nazi?
No, I am not. Surprising to the internet's many claims.
Should have capitalized on that. Should have rode the Nazi train.
Doubled down.
Don't think that goes very far.
Probably not.
there any like YouTubers you want to throw under the bus, such as the man who which you dyed your vibrant green hair in accordance to fellow internet personality Markiplier for charity?
Wow. That's a boring fact.
I feel like I would say too much I feel like I know too much. I would say too much. I wouldn't know where to stop myself.
Do we... Hang on, guys. Are we going to have Markiplier on at any point? Is he scheduled?
Well, I just so happen have gotten...
Well, if not, I was going to say Sean might as well just spill all the beans. Go ahead. Expose him.
Yeah.
His real name's not Mark. It's actually George.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Fuck him.
Wow.
What is busy YouTubers and having different names?
Is not a real dog in any of his videos. Not a real dog. It's an animatronic.
I heard he called you a cunt. Also, he claims that you're really racist against Asian people for some reason. Is that true?
I know, strangest thing. Yeah, it's not true, but he does like to throw things out there like that. I think he might be the biggest racist.
Ooh, we're getting some drama.
Ooh. Wow, this is so...
People are going to take this fucking seriously now.
No, I'm cutting that out. It is serious.
No one takes anything on this show seriously. I swear to God. Nothing at all. Yeah, the only thing they come for is the Gord Burgers joke.
I almost wish I had dirt on people now, just so I could actually say something intriguing, but no.
How about...
Sadly, they're all wonderful people.
Well, what we could do is form a
chain of
dirt.
Well, that's just a fucking bland lie. They're all wonderful people. Yeah, okay.
Well, what we gotta do is, Sean, you like talk shit about Markiplier, and then Markiplier comes on the show and talks shit about PewDiePie, and then PewDiePie comes on the show and like talks shit about Achievement Hunter, and then Achievement Hunter comes on the show, and we just form this never-ending cycle of shit, and then no one knows what's true.
And then the only people who profit is the official podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
and I'm glad that in all of that circle, no one insulted me, so I'm on board.
That's a good point.
We'll make them all insult you.
Yeah, the first one to start the train is fucking scot-free, man. It's your opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it right now. Call someone out right now. Do it.
Oh, God. I don't know any fucking YouTubers' names. Fucking Penguin Z0, whatever the fuck his name is.
God damn it.
Fuck that guy.
Such a good
target. Do you not have any enemies? How the fuck do you get to 50 million without at least getting angry at anyone on YouTube?
Yeah, dude, with a channel with over 6 billion total video views...
Yeah, you're lying. You're hiding something.
Of course people fucking hate me. People hate everybody.
No, that's not what I said. You know that's not what I said. I said, who do you hate?
Oh, who do I hate? Yeah.
That was gonna be someone. Come on. Is it Kesey Neistat, the guy who looks all fucked up like a hobo who got beaten? Is it him?
Who the hell's that?
As much as I would like to say yeah, because I know that you want me to... No, I met Kesey. He's a nice guy.
All right, Sean. This actually kind of segues into a decent question. So a lot of people give you flack for the type of content you do, you know, like Let's Plays and games and like whatever. What is content that's super popular on YouTube that you personally do not like, that is like popular?
That
and
is
gets
an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Zone.
Oh,
be
that is
something.
A very good question.
Like toy reviews.
I mean, the same as everybody, really. It was like the prank stuff that was around for a while. And all that, like, all that misleading shit, but...
It's still out there.
Is it?
Yeah. I guess so, but is it as popular as it was?
I mean,
I haven't heard anything.
I know.
It's probably still pulling in the views. It's just not getting as much controversy now. I don't know.
No.
It's the, like, overly done family-friendly stuff. Like the Elsa Spider-Man shit, or the, like...
Yeah.
The parents, like, putting cameras on their kids all the time.
Isn't it just the parents showing off, like, look at this nice thing I bought my kid. Like that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
prank you. It's not actually my kid. I stole it from Home Depot.
I bought this kid.
He came with the egg.
What do you guys hate on YouTube these days?
I fucking hate Let's Players, man.
Fair point.
I'm kidding.
When was the one time that you... played sports?
Musical
me?
Sports.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. When I was 14, I played sports for like a week, gave up.
How old are you now? Actually, Andrew, how old is he now?
According to Wikipedia, as a man born February 7th, 1990, he is 27.
Right. Okay.
Correct. As of like 2 weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
No. Why don't you celebrate? We could have had a party.
Hey, when you...
I want Kaya to sing Happy Birthday to me.
Kaya, do it.
Kaya.
Sing the Turkish version of Happy Birthday.
Yes, Kaya, go.
Wait.
I'd actually be genuinely interested in that.
Do they even have happy birthdays in Turkey?
It's just birthday.
I thought they just threw cake at you from the street.
It's more of just like, you survived another year, congrats. Good luck next year.
Jesus.
They just look at you and go, what do you want, a cake? You're alive.
Gift
That's
enough.
Gift enough. Damn it.
Then they hand you a rifle and say, now get out there.
He's not saying no to anything.
That's true.
He's too traumatized from the flashbacks.
I can't.
Papa, is Uncle
he's
coming to my
birthday? He's been conditioned
not
to say no.
It's a little difficult to say anything either way. I cannot, it's like that scene from the last Mission Impossible movie. It's like, I can neither confirm nor deny the allegations.
You gonna start singing there, Willie?
I have never sung for anyone in my life. What?
Well, do it now.
I was going to say, I'm curious if there is a Turkish version of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, now I'm genuinely curious about that.
Of course there is. Isn't that song like licensed in 200 languages or something?
Well, but each language has their own spin on it.
Yeah.
No, it's just...
Didn't it become free range like a couple of years ago?
Yeah, what kind of spin could it have? It's like Happy Birthday to you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, in Spanish, it's just Happy Birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños aquí, yeah.
Yeah, Damn. Charlie, which means to you, you fucker.
So is there is a to you.
Aki means happy birthday here.
Oh, you're right. It is Aki.
Fucking busted. What a fraud.
I'm not Spanish. Damn it.
Yeah, yeah, Charlie's a fucking poser.
Hey, you can make an exposed video, Jack.
Mucho feco.
It's the end of it. I'm done. My whole, all four of my Spanish fans are going to tune out now.
Imagine if there's like a multi-language international like exposed thing that goes like cross nationalities. Like there's literally a dude making videos called Mucho Feco, and he's just ripping on Charlie, but purely in Spanish. That'd be amazing.
I really hope that's a thing.
Yeah. Like it just cuts to English clips, and he has no fucking idea what Charlie's saying, but he's calling him a Nazi in Spanish.
I wonder if you could that. If we could take like who's that huge German YouTuber, Soy German?
Jacksepticeye.
Soy German?
Yeah. Soy German?
No, like, I'm not making that up. There's a guy named like Soy German.
Yeah, Ola Soy German.
Yeah, he's got
Does he have a Wikipedia page?
He's a Spanish YouTuber. He's not German.
Does he have a Wikipedia page? I'm on it. He does!
Oh, wait, is it really not?
Is he actually a popular YouTuber?
He is not nearly as handsome as Sean.
I agree.
Oh.
What color hair does he have?
He has normal hair and a chin that you could, like, cut diamonds on.
Oh. Are you saying my hair's not normal?
No.
Yeah, he was born with it, dude. Holy shit. You don't
yeah,
say
Irish,
that.
Hello.
Guess Holy he didn't fuck. Get to that part in his Wikipedia page. Jesus, Andrew.
Wow, yeah,
Andrew.
Keep reading. It's about three Holy paragraphs fuck. Down.
What happened now? I was too busy reading that his book is called Lick the Dog in Spanish.
So he's really a Spanish YouTuber? I actually thought it was Ola Soy German.
Nah, he's the second most subscribed person on YouTube, and it's Ola Soy German.
Jeez.
Dude, he was in Ice Age Collision Course.
Was he really?
Why?
What are you talking
about? Yeah, he was. He played
the Spanish
Julian.
Version. Damn.
And Ice Age Collision Course made $64 million at the box office.
Yeah, Charlie, how much
did you
make?
I feel like
we're
just playing a Wikipedia game now.
How much did you make at the box office, Charlie? Hmm?
Well, you know, Bored Burgers coming to a theater near you.
I would pay to watch that movie just to make fun of it in the theater.
It'd be a movie...
better than Sausage Party.
Well, at least, Sausage Party would at least get a few laughs. Mine would literally elicit nothing. I've told that joke 4 times on this podcast... Each time has led to dead silence.
I'm
well, no, that's not true. You laugh.
Shocking.
I'm
you, surprised.
I'm helping you tell it enough to where it gets really funny later on as it goes.
I don't think it'll ever be entertaining to anyone but me. Like, genuinely, before I told it on this podcast, I thought that was the best joke I'd ever made.
That's just
That's
sad.
Really fucking sad,
that,
dude.
Yeah. Do you wake up in your bed sad. And just laugh to yourself over it?
No, sometimes, like, I like to make plays on words, like the other day. I broke my trash can and I didn't know how to fix it, so I told my girlfriend I trash can't,
trash can't.
Fix this. Yeah, and I thought that was
and
clever too.
And now you're
too.
Single, right?
I mean, I've always been single.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sean, according to Wikipedia, is
fucking your girlfriend.
Five nine. So
a sentence at the bottom is currently having relations with Penguin Zero's girlfriend.
And then there's like three different references linked.
Videos,
pictures, a blog from Charlie saying
voice
I never asked
confessional.
For this. So Sean
We're really getting to know you well here. So I told him in the I told him in the DMs we usually like to ask about embarrassing masturbatory tales. Do you have anything prepared for us today?
I do, but I don't think it's like I don't have anything super embarrassing. It's kind of just like a thing that I think kind of happens to everybody.
That's fine.
I mean, well, Jackson thought that everyone swam naked in trash cans. So.
No.
Wait, what?
I did not think that was normal.
Yes, you did. You said, and I quote, "I still do it. It's a great family bonding experience. Oh, no, I miss those summer days."
How do you swim in a trash can?
I wasn't swimming. I was just sitting in there naked with kids. That's it, Jack. It's all right.
That's worse. Jesus Christ. But yeah, I had trouble already with the swimming trash bags thing, and then you just threw children in there. Now I'm fucking way off.
To be fair, he wasn't the one who threw the children in there.
Yeah, that wasn't his doing. He was just caught in
it was my dad.
The crossfire.
Okay, more questions, but okay.
He'd throw the children in there. Don't be a pedo, son. Get away from him. Don't let him touch you.
Get out.
This is what it feels to be molested. Do you want
You're going to learn to swim.
Get out.
Sean, please, your masturbatory tale, if you will.
Okay, so let me set the scene for you. The one thing you have to know about me is that a couple of years ago, I used to live in a log cabin, out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods.
Jesus, Abe Lincoln. And
that's awesome.
I know, right?
That's legitimately awesome.
That is cool.
Yeah, not to live in one though. It's a piece of shit. So, as every man does, eventually takes out a laptop and his ding-a-ling and starts browsing the internet. So I had my laptop on my bed and I was like kneeling down in front of the bed and I had all the lights off and we lived like literally in the middle of nowhere. If you went outside, there was no lights anywhere and it was about 15 minutes to the closest village. It wasn't even a town. Yeah, just like that. And then my brother was outside. He was walking around the cabin like pitch black and I had all the lights off in my place. So he like shunned the light in to like try and shock me or something, and I was just kind of sitting there dick in hand and couldn't really like look at him straight in the eye for a couple of weeks.
Joke
after
was on
that.
Him
but
he was the one shocked
when he did that. Was he like, Jack, why are you on your own YouTube channel?
Because I don't have a fucking funny answer to that. God damn it. You got prepared. Me
but that could segue to another question. So obviously fans are going to breach certain lines when it comes to like expressing their enjoyment for your work and who you are and whatever.
Yeah, how do we get people's nudes?
All right.
What are your techniques?
Are you amateur? You haven't gotten them yet? No.
Do use Reddit standard and just send a message saying send nudes.
Actually,
I've tried. I mean, I've just been banned from Reddit.
I think Jackson is too shy to ask about how you filter them by age, Sean.
He's like, why won't the filter go lower than 18?
I like how this has flipped onto you.
It always does. It always does.
But
anyway, what was the question to Jack?
Well,
so I can answer.
So the actual question I was thinking of is, you know, Charlie gets a moderate amount of this with his level, but being where you are in terms of popularity on YouTube, what do you have any examples of like some really weird or creepy or obsessive fan stories or things you've been sent or shown or just
has anyone ever gotten to you like really make you sad or angry
or
crying?
That or any
wrecked.
Any the
what
fact
was the, best
the fact that you are so popular on there, has anything like that come from it that would be interesting to tell
us peasants?
No, but I remember there was a time on Tumblr a girl was going around, and actually two girls we're going around. I've never got like full nudes. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Really?
I said,
allegedly.
Because I said it like from the get-go that I don't want shit like that because all it's going to do is cause trouble for everybody involved.
Yeah.
And then some girl, she was like a burlesque model. She sent me like her portfolio on Tumblr and it had just like 60 pictures of her in provocative lingerie everywhere. I was just like, okay, probably shouldn't send that to people everywhere. Well, I mean, I guess it's her work.
Yeah.
But
that sounds,
and it's,
I don't know,
online.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like it crossed a line. What was the link though, so that way we know not to check that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put it in the description.
Put it in the description so we can warn people not to go there.
Yeah.
just completely violate this girl.
Well, that's going a little whoa.
Well, that's a whole different
I haven't bought the plane ticket yet.
There's the real Sean.
There he is. Been holding back this whole time.
Skipping the middle, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Fucking cabin in the woods making sense now.
But no, there's a worse one than that. A girl went around and sent pictures of herself. Well, they were all over her blog as well, but she sent, like, an example on Tumblr to some of us that was her, like, with, I don't know what you guys would call it, a pacifier in her mouth, and she was wearing, like, an adult diaper.
Oh, just that's my favorite.
That and a bra.
Was it full, or was it...
I honestly couldn't tell. I couldn't smell it through the internet.
I'd like to point out to all listeners out there, Andrew has just used terminology from the adult baby diaper lovers community. They call it full diapers when they shit themselves and dance in it. Andrew, would you like to share with us when you join the ADL? ADL, yeah.
I'd more like to ask, ABDL. First of all, who hasn't? And second of all, for me using one term, you just use like six.
Oh, yeah. No. I will freely admit, I find it very fascinating. I've went onto every forum for ABDLs. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. How do you get into that culture and just not, like, spiral down into reading everything they do? It's fascinating.
I've actually learned a few things.
Fucking fascinating.
I've learned to avoid diaper rashes as an adult when you go to sleep in them. What they'll sometimes do, at least some of the hardcore ones, they put, like, an entire layer of lube, like Vaseline, on their ass cheeks and their thighs and just sleep like that and then try and piss themselves to sleep. That's not even a joke.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. That's Sean's the only way I can sleep down. These days.
That's like a normal night. Yeah.
Regular sleep doesn't cut it anymore.
God.
Over straight up piss sleep from now on.
I mean, you know a lot more about this than I do, Charlie, because I just know the words here and there.
I've perused it thoroughly.
It went from a joke to real.
Yeah.
I've gone through that community with a fine tooth comb.
I mean, someone has to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well be me.
It is rather interesting, I will admit as well.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Hey!
So, Jack, what's your weirdest fetish?
Besides green hair.
What's the most insane fetish that you're willing to admit on live podcasts?
I don't know if I want to give out too much. I mean, you have to have some secrets in the bedroom, don't you?
No, yeah. That's what makes it more exploratory.
I like how you think anyone would refer to this as if it would get out to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You really have a lot of faith in this, don't you? You know, when you sold this podcast to me, it was like, hey, come on, our fucking awesome podcast full of really great dudes and insightful commentary on culture, society, and the world at large.
Insightful commentary? That doesn't sound like Charlie.
I would love for you to show us the screen cap where any one of us ever said that ever.
He's making it up, don't worry. I didn't sell it that
straight
way.
Straight to Photoshop.
I mean, we let you know it's just dick jokes and bullshit up front.
This is the best podcast you're going to get. What do you want? What are you
doing? Really?
I mean, you literally said, bring a masturbating story to the podcast. I was like, okay, that sets the tone pretty well.
Perhaps you'd like to go on one of the other podcasts, such as Oh, no, that's right. It ended.
Yeah, hey. Sean, like, seriously, do you really want to go on a non-masturbatory podcast?
You got the fucking best podcast on YouTube, now you're talking shit about us.
I was that's talking shit about us.
Yeah,
we were talking shit about us.
It's a
collective. That's how you make enemies as well, I guess.
So anyway, Sean Full Diaper McLaughlin.
Let's just rack up the nicknames by the end of this episode. I'm going to have like 16 adjective nicknames by the end.
All right. Fuck, I thought I had a question, but I don't. Someone else say something.
All right,
I can ask a question.
I can ask real questions if we want to segue away from pedophilia or bread and butter and full diapers and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, you did know a lot about it, so I don't want to take that away from you.
No, it'll always be with me. I got it bookmarked. So, for the next question, are you like music and stuff? Like, what kind of music do you like?
Are you on a date? Like a bad date? Come on, Charlie.
Charlie's trying to fill out his Tinder profile. He's going to get more matches this way.
Charlie's just... It's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
Kaya, please. It's a great question.
I do like music. I do get down and boogie every now and then. I used to be in a band. I used to play drums.
There it is.
Shit, okay.
You like that?
Hey, all
everyone, right. Hold these nuts.
What genre?
Usually heavy metal.
No, oh, okay. Oh, hey, nice. Now we're getting
which
somewhere.
A lot of people don't expect.
That's fucking great. Were that you 15? Great. Did you hate your parents?
I was 16.
No, I mean,
but yes.
What do people expect?
That's a good point.
And I used to have my eyebrow pierced, and I used to have spacers in my ears, and
oh wow.
Oh, you went all in.
Dude.
Yeah.
I was the full fucking dealio, man.
What was the name of the band?
What made you stop?
Well, that was three questions.
I don't know, actually. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think college.
He grew up and started playing video games on the internet.
I know. I decided to get a real job. Sit down and do what my parents always wanted me to. Stop playing those fucking drums and start playing video games.
Son, you gotta beat Mario. Your mother's disappointed.
I want to see you speedrun this one.
My time's 15 minutes. Get at it, pussy.
And less of the lip this time. That's where the whip crack really started.
Sounded like Hitler.
Oh my god.
Kaya, every
Thanks,
man sounds like Hitler to you. Charlie's dad walks in. He's like, hey, son. Kaya's like, oh, it's Hitler. Sean, let me ask you an actual legitimate probing question. So, Jackson is from Australia. Kaya is from Turkey. Charlie and myself are from Florida. You are from Ireland. What can
yes.
you, are there any interesting things about Ireland you can tell us, or any Irish stories or anything we might not know about Ireland that would be interesting to tell us?
Yeah, sell us on Ireland.
Yeah, sell us on Ireland.
Oh, but I really don't want to.
Yeah, now you have to.
Oh no, it's not that good. Ireland is
bullshit. Do you live there? Or have you
yeah.
moved? Okay.
No, I live here now. We're moving soon though, but for now, I live in it. Have all my life.
Do you still dick slap sheep?
Hell yeah. I'm not going to fucking stop the best part of my life.
He's going to take them with him.
Yeah. I mean, it's Ireland. They're so readily available.
Watch out, American sheep.
Fucking luggage on the plane is a sheep.
Yeah.
If he starts That's making noise, on. I'll fill out my dick.
No, but I mean, Ireland's... I mean, to live here, I mean, I guess everybody says that about where they live, that it's just a shithole and you want to get out of it. But it's a nice place to visit, I think. It's a very nice looking place when the weather doesn't stop pissing rain on your face all the time. And there's a lot of nice scenery, a lot of nice heritage and culture, which I'm the worst Irishman and know nothing about. We do have like the oldest pub in Europe in my town.
What's it called?
That's pretty cool. Sean's Bar.
Oh, I see.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
I fucking wish.
He opened it up with all his YouTube money from back in the 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
600 years ago, I opened up the first pub.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't go far enough back with the 40s.
Yeah, 40 years ago. When pubs were invented.
The oldest pub in Europe. 20 years ago.
Do you play into the stereotype? Do you drink? Do you frequent the pub?
I used to. Like every other teenager, used to go every weekend. And when I was 17, I had the fortune of vomiting all over myself and then hugging my mother at the end of the night.
Hey. Oh,
we've all been there.
Shit my own pants.
Oh,
whoa.
See, your diaper knowledge would have come in good then, Charlie. For sake. Where were you, man?
Is there any,
I needed you.
Is there some leaked footage of, like, full diaper Jacksepticeye anywhere on the internet?
No, sadly. I mean, I'd be the one to just fully promote that if there was.
So, you drank so much you threw up, not on your mom, but went to your mom and then shit your pants? Or shit your pants before going to your mom?
I shit my pants before.
Okay.
And then vomited on myself, then got a taxi home, and then hugged my mother at the front door.
I hope to fuck you paid that taxi driver well.
Well, he called him Sheen, so he didn't pay him a dime.
Oh.
I really don't remember.
Oh, God.
I was with friends. I think they paid him.
Are you sure? Are you sure they didn't shit in your pants and blame it on you?
Who does that?
Yeah, you have the wrong kind of friends if they won't do that for you.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I'd vomit.
I guess that's why we're not friends anymore.
We should be friends.
We call it filling the diaper.
Going all full in.
What's the most clickbaity thing that you've done for views, Jack? I was just thinking about, we were talking about shitting in other people's pants and all that. Yeah. I thought
nice
like,
fucking segue, dude.
No. There was like a, what's that Tana chick that's in the news at the moment? Not the news, YouTube news.
Yeah, the news is being very generous.
Did she shit her pants?
No. She like one of her earlier videos was she pissed all over Shane Dawson. I think, Dawson. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if anything had happened.
Very heavy air quotes on the pissing.
Who's Shane Dawson? Yeah, yeah.
She perioded on him.
Yeah, just
some,
that was it.
Some YouTube stuff, Andrew. It's nothing you need to concern yourself about. You're not on YouTube.
So is there anything that like anything that you've looked back on now and say?
Have you ever perioded on someone for views?
Yeah, Sean. When did you lose your soul?
That's a 10 million view video right there.
Really?
I know.
Jesus.
I don't think people love piss. Apparently, it's very popular. The whole like piss genre on YouTube.
Yeah. Charlie, I have a proposition for you.
It's all over the trending page.
Hit me, Jackson.
Would you piss on me or me piss on you? Or both? Actually, we should double down and just piss all over each other. That'll get more views, probably.
The official pissing podcast. I like it.
I'm glad you brought up views because I thought you just meant in general. I didn't think this was a video at all. That you're like, hey, what are you doing after the podcast?
I don't like how this podcast evolved into kink shaming. I'm sure there's many fine people viewing this though who are just really into pissing.
Yeah, many people love golden showers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're furiously attacked right now, okay? I know some of them, they're tremendous people. Just stop.
All right, per usual, we didn't mean to offend any piss enthusiasts.
Take a swig on us.
Take a swig on us.
I had an interesting question. This one ought to get your gears turning. Do you collect anything? You know, like coins, stuff, animals? I don't know.
Dude, big questions.
Yeah.
Big questions.
Only the biggest
sports,
ones
music,
here.
Music, collections. I mean, yeah, I have a shelf full of, like, figurines behind me.
What?
Which really? Is, like, the
are
lamest
those,
thing ever.
Are they hot
are
glue
just
or
props
normal?
For the channel?
No, there's, like, different things like pop vinyls, and then I have like a $300 Iron Giant replica,
shit,
and like a 1/16 scale Darth Vader and shit.
Oh man,
Jesus!
Oh God,
we
no!
Should be friends.
Shut up,
yeah.
Jackson.
Darth Vader, Star Wars.
God damn it, Jackson! No, we have a
let's
guest.
Talk about Star Wars.
Behave yourself.
I have a Boba Fett helmet here as well that somebody gave me.
Yes. What's your favorite Star Wars episode?
One, of course. Gotta have me that Jar Jar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting topic. I had a dream where I actually needed to figure out what Jar Jar Binks, like what his race was last night in order to survive high school. Like my high school had devolved into yeah. I was gonna share this story, but I totally forgot. Last night my dream was so fucked up. I was in high school again.
What high school? The fucking Berlin High School of Hitler Youth?
I don't know. It was something
like Jar Jar's race.
It was something
if he's
far
pure.
It was something far worse. It was like this post-apocalyptic Fallout universe where like outside the windows there's nothing but desert. And I was locked in this spelling bee type Jeopardy trivia type deal. And like the last question before I woke up was Jar Jar Binks is a blank evolved from blank. And I had to try and crack this code, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. And then some of my old high school classmates were there making fun of me.
Are you talking about evolutionary, like, from what species he evolved, or are you actually talking about race?
I have no idea. That's just
Pokemon. He's mixing Pokemon with Star Wars.
Charlie, he's a Gungan, but please continue.
Oh, that just made me sad to hear that you knew that. But he, so I was getting ridiculed by my classmates, and it wasn't a situation you should be laughing at, because if you got these questions wrong, you were going to die. Like a lot of my classmates before them had already been executed for missing some easy ones.
Oh, like what Jar Jar's race is.
I don't know.
Yeah, like being juice. What kind of a dream is this?
Kyle, what kind of dreams do you have? Good God.
Charlie is explaining a dream where people die if they don't get their race right.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I can't give any type of justification or defend the dream in any way. It was a scary and weird one, but I just remember that vividly. Yeah,
did you
wake
up with a full diaper?
Woke up with full mast, baby. Boners in the morning. Morningwood. Shout out.
So did you ever figure out his race?
No, but yeah. I actually woke up and did Google it. He didn't evolve from anything.
Yes.
Was it like fucking Pokemon?
George Lucas didn't cover that far. Do you have any dreams about Jar Jar, Sean?
I fucking wish, because they sound like humdingers.
No, they're far from humdingers. They're very scary.
I don't know if I'd ever get into such a fucking scary situation as yours. How do you even end up on a dream like that? How do you go through your day, and then at the end, your brain is like, I'll collate all this information I got today, and then, like, fart out that?
I have the worst and strangest dreams, I swear to God. I write a few of them down every now and then, the ones that really get me.
Do you have any on hand that you could read out?
I talked about one in the past. Probably one of my favorite dreams is when I was back at Hogwarts. Well, I don't know why I'm saying back at Hogwarts. I was never at Hogwarts, but I was at Hogwarts. And then I got locked into a cage match with Godzilla. So I was in an octagon versus Godzilla in Hogwarts, and I chokeslammed him. Like, I gave him a fucking rock bottom for the ages. That's all I remember from it, but it was really cool.
Man, that sounds
dude,
cool.
You should sell these to movie directors.
Who would use this Uwe Boll? Who would ever make a dream about this shit?
George Lucas is going to be all over Neil that Brand. And Disney. Like Jar Jar goes to concentration camps.
Oh yeah,
Star Wars Episode 8, the Godzilla choke slam.
If any executives of Disney are watching the official podcast, you're more than welcome to comment below and get in contact with me.
No, just please come on. The Skype show's open.
Yeah, really, we don't protect this shit in any way.
Yeah, I mean, they need people now that they fired PewDiePie, right?
Yeah.
He was the driving force behind Star Wars.
I've been writing
Well, not Star Wars, I'm talking about Disney in general. Now that they lost Tim, they need another flagship YouTube name. It could be official podcast.
My money's on Penguin Zero.
That actually ties nicely into a good question I had.
Is there conspiracies?
Yeah. Is there any conspiracy theories you believe in or just find really interesting?
Ooh, wait, can I piggyback on that? Because even tie on it. There's another question that I can't believe we haven't gotten into. What about, like, also paranormal shit? And, like,
we'll do that at a later time. Let's stick to conspiracy for now.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
John, I don't know.
Who's answering first?
I was going to start talking about, like, weird happenings that can't be explained. And conspiracy theories around them, but now you've like wiped out the paranormal aspect.
You can talk about whatever. You can talk about whatever. You're the guest.
I can't remember.
You're our special little boy. Come on.
The discussion topic is weird shit that you might believe in. Go.
Nice.
Okay, so aliens, right?
You fucking idiot.
I'm just gonna
get the fuck out.
Aliens.
I'm gonna leave aliens, man.
Not on my flat Earth.
Alien ghosts.
No, but I'm fucking obsessed with those things. Like, oh, mountain hikers went missing on snow pass, and there was no markings of how they disappeared. And I'm like, What happened to them, dude? I'm like, it's probably explained, but you don't fucking know.
It's checkmate. You know? It's out there.
Ground earthers.
It's fucking rock solid, dude. It has to be aliens.
Sean, they probably fell off the side of the world.
It's an airtight case. We don't know what happens. Must have been aliens.
They reached the flat
end
of
the map and fell off.
They dug too deep.
Fell through.
They didn't pay close attention to the photos.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What about you, Kaya? I'm guessing you're just going to say no and we can move on.
I feel like Kaya will have the best one out of everyone.
No.
Okay.
Well, fair enough.
I've got one that I don't believe in, but there's one that's always interested me because my brother believes in it for some reason. There's actually people out there that believe that dinosaurs never existed, that it's all like a governmental conspiracy, like they've just found the bones.
Jurassic Park?
Duh,
explain that.
It was a cover-up.
I know the idiots who think that it's like a test from God, like to test your faith, so God planted them, but I never heard anyone talk about the government planting them. Unearthing these giant digging sites where they bury bones? What the fuck would that look like? Is that what Trump's doing right now? Oh, yes. Yeah. Put a stegosaurus under the Mount Rushmore. Oh, guys, I know. I have a tremendous idea. Tell them that they had feathers.
Gotta mix it up every 12 years. Keep them interested.
What sells the Jurassic Park merchandise?
I mean, that would be more believable if it was a giant Hollywood hoax.
that's been going really for though. Lots of years. God,
I've never even heard of that conspiracy, actually. What about you, Andrew? Do you have any?
The only one that, and it's kind of not a full-on hard conspiracy, but the only one I actually believe, yeah, okay, this is real, is that James Bond is a code name and not a person. Have you read about that?
No,
that's
what?
Not so, a that's just fan.
Yeah, I thought that was. Yeah.
But it makes too much fucking sense.
It's not real.
That doesn't
dude.
Matter. You don't get to talk about fictional material.
James Bond does matter.
I'm sorry, Andrew.
Okay, but go on with your story.
So, okay, James Bond is a code name and not a person, and it explains why in all the movies he stays young, all the people around him age but stay consistent, like M and Q are in a bunch of movies with different Bonds, and why they cycle every couple of missions. And also, if you follow all the people who have played Bond, every single one, when they change Bonds, the previous one is Bond going into retirement.
All right, so
isn't his code name 007?
Yeah, the code name is 007, James Bond.
So James Bond is also a code name?
Yeah.
Shit,
it's a code name.
What's his real name?
Who knows? He's a secret agent.
Sean.
It could be Jacksepticeye, for all we know.
That's a fucking terrible name.
But I have yet to see any evidence that says, no, this can't be possible.
Oh, God forbid. Oh, no.
That's true.
Must have been aliens, then.
The next James Bond will have green hair.
The next James Bond is just going to be Sean in a room playing Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
And that's the whole movie.
That was
for
a groundbreaking
an hour
conspiracy.
And 90 minutes.
Well, thanks.
I prefer chokeslamming Godzilla at Hogwarts.
I mean, I don't know. I was on the spot. I don't know if I believe in any of these or know of these.
All right. Well, besides Andrew's flat Bonder theory, my favorite conspiracy theory is probably the reptilian humanoids one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
but,
one.
Yeah. No, but not. That's not one you believe in, though.
Oh, no, no.
Favorite.
Yeah. It was just one that, obviously I don't believe in it. I'm not fucking stupid. No offense to anyone out there that believes the reptilian humanoid conspiracy. We appreciate your views. Please buy merchandise. But I think it's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
We don't have any merchandise.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was, shameless plug.
Yeah, really.
Get on.
Introducing explain to us why it's not real.
Well,
I can't.
We could do a tag right now while he's here. Go buy Jacksepticeye's merchandise.
No.
It was worth a
no,
try.
No, don't do that.
If you're a flat earther or someone who believes in reptilian humanoids, you'll love Jacksepticeye's merchandise.
If you're a flat earther, like, comment, and subscribe.
His hair is green. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Yeah, really.
Mm. Shit, dude.
Groundbreaking.
Seriously.
That's his first.
I'm James Bond on flat Earth as a reptilian.
That is a movie I would pay hundreds of dollars
choke
to watch.
Choke-slamming Godzilla at Hogwarts.
That sounds like a Chuck Tingle book, butt-fucked by the Ian Fleming's James Bond reptile from space.
On flat Earth.
On flat Earth.
Butt-fucked by flat Earth theory. Not even the flat Earth, just the theory.
That's another interesting question. What's your favorite Chuck Tingle title?
What's Chuck Tingle?
The greatest author who ever lived.
I actually have an answer, but I forgot the name. It was like Buttfucked by the Reptile Lawyer or something like that.
Are you talking about...
Raptor Lawyer.
Are you sure you're not talking about Dr. Sasquatch Attorney at Large?
It
was
my
something
absolute
like
favorite
that.
One.
Yeah.
My favorite ones, he wrote a book, it's called like Buttfucked in the Butt by My Book, and then he wrote another one called Buttfucked in the Book called Buttfucked in the Book by My Book. And, he wrote, four books, and the last one's, Buttfucked by My Book called Buttfucked by My Book called Buttfucked called My Book called My Book.
There was someone else, right? Christy?
Christy Sims. Christy
Sims. Her titles are more like 50 Shades of Grey types, Ravaged by the Unicorn Tribe, or something like that.
Oh, wait, no.
Well, I should have asked, Sean, do you know who Chuck Tingle is, or no?
I haven't heard about him until now, but I'm looking through his bibliography. And
he's great.
My God,
he's
a fucking genius.
Yeah, he's a visionary.
My other favorite is Buttfucked in the Butt by the Concept of Linear Time.
Oh, dude.
I mean, that happens to all of us, really.
You're missing it.
Fucked by time.
You're missing his classic, though. Triceracops, the butt is not enough.
Oh, yeah, Triceracops.
I love that. That's my favorite
getting
one.
Butt fucked by linear times.
You need to follow. You need to follow
him
on
Twitter. That sounds like a tweet from that black scientist guy.
He has a name, Tyson. You racist.
Jesus Christ.
Tyson.
You gotta follow him on Twitter, though, because literally all he talks about is, like, he's like, I'm proud of my son. We made coffee. Graduation today. It's really funny and wholesome.
Shitting all over this beautiful man.
No, I love Chuck Tingle.
We're giving him publicity.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, I thought you said Neil deGrasse Tyson tweets that.
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson does not tweet butt fucked in the butt by Linear Times.
He doesn't have a kid. He's never lain with a woman.
He just lays with the universe, man.
I think this is going to be the Neil deGrasse Tyson expose podcast.
Dude, we should get him on
Tyson's
the next
tweet
episode.
Would be something like, time is not linear. It actually... And then it
fucks
like,
you in the butt.
I wish.
War is like not linear.
I feel like I have to pick a title out of this, though, as the best.
I mean, you don't have to read any of his books. I've never read a full book by him, but I love the titles.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to pick one as I scrolled. Living inside my own butt for 8 years, starting a business and turning a profit through common sense, reinvestment, and strategic targeted marketing.
Yeah, that's a classic.
This man is so way beyond his time.
Chuck Tingle's like fiction. The evolution of porn. Like, that's going to be the hot in 30 years.
Check it out. Did you guys know Chuck Tingle's making a video game?
What?
No, what?
Yeah.
Does it start
Jacksepticeye? Please tell me it's titled the same way.
I've
Jacksepticeye fucks me in the butt.
The first person shooter.
If anyone's listening, please, for the love of God, edit Jacksepticeye's Wikipedia page to now include Chuck Tingle references.
No one's going to do that,
I'm on board.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's making a video
Wikipedia changed their shit too quick. Yeah. It's like as soon as something's changed, like, nope, you're not allowed.
Charlie.
It's like it's open source and you can edit everything, but nope, stop.
Would you guys like to hear the name of Chuck Tingle's book that came out 3 days ago?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Open Wide for the Handsome Saber-Toothed Dentist Who is Also a Ghost.
Paranormal.
You gotta wick in the fucking ghost shit.
That's fucking great.
I love it.
Actually, like a saber-toothed tiger?
I guess.
I kind of want to go into the paranormal shit. Do you have any experience with the third kind or whatever
Isn't it the fourth kind?
How about paranormal shit? You like that shit, Sean? I don't know how to phrase a question. Fuck it.
Dude, I am fucking way into that shit.
Really?
Tell us about it.
Didn't you hear about the footsteps on a mountain, Charlie?
Yeah, really. The flat earth.
Where did they go, Charlie? Where did they go?
You're right.
They turned into ghosts. They evaporated.
They became my dentist.
And fucked me in the mouth.
And fucked me in the mouth because they're ghosts.
That's what ghosts do.
Yeah, man. Dude, if I was a ghost, I would fuck everything everywhere all at once.
Wow. All
right, so since you're a ghost, consent apparently doesn't exist now.
Yeah, it's out the window.
They didn't stand a ghost of a chance.
How would you get their consent? A fucking Ouija board?
Yeah.
They just ask, all right, Ouija board, do you want to fuck me in the butt? And then the board flips over.
Fuck Y
Shit.
Or N.
Why did you do this, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
All right, let's go. Paranormal stuff. You like it. Talk about it.
I love paranormal stuff.
I'm also a fan.
I mean, I was like just embellishing all of that.
Oh, you don't like paranormal stuff.
I'm not that into it. Oh. It's cool. I used to be way into it when I was a teenager.
Oh, well, shit.
But now I think it's dumb, and anyone who believes in it is stupid.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thank you.
Tell us all about that.
You really baited me in there with that one. Yeah. I thought you liked it.
Speaking of baited,
and stab away.
Well, Jackson, you want to talk about it, and we can insult you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any... Oh, wait, you don't believe in it either, Charlie?
I don't know. I had it, I guess, to an extent. When I was a little kid, I thought it...
How could you possibly... Oh, okay.
Well, you don't realize the thing that lived in his house in Humphrey Bogart and just how horrifying that thing is.
Yeah, you don't... See, Kai, you didn't have to see, like, Humphrey Bogart. When I was a little kid, growing up around that wax Bogart thing caused the most vivid nightmares I'd ever had in my life. The ghost thing I mentioned briefly was when I was really little and I woke up during the night. This is embarrassing, but I was cuddling my mom. Well, I was cuddling my mom, and and Humphrey Bogart was at like the entry door, and this wasn't the first time I'd had a dream with Humphrey Bogart, so I was in that phase. But then when I tried to like lay back down and just cuddle my mom tighter, she didn't respond like to my cuddling advances. And I thought there was a ghost at the end of the bed controlling her, and then I just had a rough night.
Charlie, do you think do you think the ghost of Humphrey Bogart is fucking you in the butt right now?
I don't think so.
You think it fucked your mom?
Do you think that she was getting fucked while you were doing that, and that's why she wasn't paying attention to you?
That's probably why, or it was
maybe
just a dream.
Maybe Humphrey Bogart, maybe it was just your dad dressed up, and he was just about to roleplay with your mom, but then he saw you cuddling with her, and he was just all blue-balled, and she was just pissed at you.
What a great roleplay that would be.
There's a fucking explanation for every mystery.
Honey, I know that this fantasy is a little elaborate, but I want to fuck you while your son cuddles you and Humphrey Bogart watches.
I was thinking more he got into Humphrey Bogart cosplay.
Yeah, same.
Sean, have you ever fucked Humphrey Bogart?
Would you?
I fucking wish, man.
Yeah, he was a good guy. Rest in peace, cool. Humphrey Bogart. If any Humphrey Bogart descendants are watching, we're big fans of your father.
Humphrey Bogart, if you're watching, stop fucking Charlie's butt from beyond the grave.
Or do.
I can't feel it either way.
Ask for consent first, though.
Pull out the Ouija board.
I'll keep it on hand. Every ghost that's near me, I'll just bring it out. Do you want to fuck? Please say no. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. All right, then.
Damn it. Make it quick.
Why is it always yes?
It's always in the middle of my meetings, too.
Should we ask some viewer questions? Because I've got viewer questions.
Yeah, we'll do some viewer
probably
questions.
Probably a good time for
them. Yeah.
Those are usually
let's
really
wrap
good.
It up.
I mean, we've been going for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Whenever I can edit that down, Jackson.
I'm just saying.
You always say that, and then you give us like a 5-hour episode.
He adds time onto it. He'll take shit from other episodes.
I like this 20 minutes of dead air in the beginning. It really adds to it.
All right, Interscopes asks, what is your biggest I fucked up moment? Like, have you ever caused an accident, set the house on fire, something like that?
I made this YouTube channel called Jacksepticeye, and I really regret it.
I was born. Oh. That's my I fucked up moment.
Holy shit.
Wasn't your fuck up, though. I hate that, too. You know, people just bringing kids into the world without their consent. That's terrible shit.
Need a Ouija board for that.
Fucking ghosts, man.
Yeah, you gotta ask the dead ghost child if they want to be born.
does anyone have an actual fuck up story?
Kai, why don't you start it?
We've all fucked up.
Yeah, good one, though.
No, I don't know, living here?
You can't. He can't say that. Edit that out.
No, I don't
say
really.
What?
I don't have anything.
Surprising. Charlie, you must have one.
I mean, I have a bunch, but nothing too remarkable. Just like the, you know, the standard stuff.
Yeah, I cannot think of anything grave. Like a life turning moment.
I had one time where I was like, immediately, you know, this was a stupid idea, but not like I didn't really fuck up that badly. Just, I hurt my leg.
What'd you do? Was it the fence?
No. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
You hopped a fence while you were drunk.
Oh, no. That wasn't a fuck up. That was an enlightening experience. This was when I was a little kid. And I drunkenly...
Go on.
I was playing indoor football with a friend of mine, and I tried...
Who's
I was
friend?
Really
friend?
Yeah, who's a friend?
Was it Humphrey Bogart?
No.
Who's a friend?
It was a friend, you know. Do you want me to name drop him?
Girl or guy?
It was a guy. I was a kid playing
sexual
football.
Sexual partner?
No.
Was it Sean?
No, I wish. He wouldn't have let me do what I did. We just played indoor football, and I was really into NFL Street, so I tried to do one of those cool wall plants on my front door, but it was made out of glass, and I went through it and hurt my leg.
I think you told us that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I immediately knew I fucked up because fucking destroyed the door. That was about it.
John, go.
I don't have anything either. I wasn't much of a fuck up. I mean, I didn't do anything as crazy as Charlie, like hurting my leg.
Do you have a friend?
I like how being
hardcore.
Yeah, being not as crazy as Charlie with an injury. What? I've never been injured a day in my life.
Playing with a skateboard, huh? Living on the edge.
I feel like I should have done something when I was young.
Weren't you in a heavy metal band? Billy did something.
Most PC heavy metal band ever.
I'm staying out past my curfew.
I mean, shitting my pants and puking on myself and hugging my mother.
Yeah, that's perfect. Tell that story. That fits.
Yeah,
great.
Oh, who hugs their mother?
It was when I was 17 as well, so technically I shouldn't have been drinking. Well, you guys need to be 21 to drink in America.
I need to be 18.
In Ireland, you need to be alive.
In Ireland, you need to be 6. You get some whiskey.
So you can at least hold the cup.
I came out the pussy drinking whiskey.
There's our soundbite.
I like how you said that. Add that to the Wikipedia page.
Please do, please. Jacksepticeye shit his own pants when he was 17.
Came out the
womb
drinking
whiskey. Wants
to lower
age of drinking to 6. There's a spin.
There it
you
is.
You have to retire from Breitbart.
God damn it, that was clever.
I mean, it's not that crazy a story. Just vodka doesn't agree with me.
Next question.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. So, resident question asker, who is our biggest fan, Random 9001 asks,
"Oh fuck!
This is a doozy. Get ready for this. If you were immortal for 24 hours, impervious to all damage, but only those 24 hours, what would you do?
Literally
fuck
conquer the
everything.
Planet.
Yeah,
everything.
What wouldn't you do?
Yeah.
Good question.
Hmm.
But
do many things you want to do involve indestructibility?
Yeah, really? Like, I'd sit home and jack off. I don't know.
Way to put that to good use.
Yeah, if you fuck anything up too bad, it's not like they can't kill you the following day anyway.
I think,
it's only 24 hours.
You're still going to go to jail or something.
I think in actuality, I tried to find as many ways to kill myself as I could and do them as quickly as possible just to see what would happen.
Yeah, do that and become super famous.
Yeah, record them too. Yeah. Like jump off a building, shoot myself in the head, hang myself.
You probably wouldn't want to actually go against any government, since even if they cannot kill you, they can still contain you.
Yeah, nothing illegal, just suicide shit.
Yeah.
Like,
actually,
fight ISIS.
Like, electrocute myself, blow myself up, everything possible.
If you show your power too much, I think the government would like, try to contain you as well.
No, I
would
write...
experiment on you.
I'd write a signed Microsoft Word document saying it's only 24 hours, I'm done.
Well, no, why would you want to spoil the surprise?
Because I don't want them to shoot me and be like, oh, I thought he survived.
Shit.
Your 200th suicide attempt actually goes wrong. Well, that was the one.
It's 12 a.m. He just turns into a pumpkin and shit. He just dies.
I like how no one picked a useful reason for that power. None of us did anything good. It was just like, fuck everything, kill myself.
Well, there's nothing really that you can do with it.
Yeah, 24 hours.
24 hours is a huge limitation.
I know what I would do.
Yeah.
I know what I would do. I would get my ass to New York or some huge metropolitan city as fast as I could. I would climb the tallest building. I would jump off. I would make sure people saw it. Then I would get up, look at them, and be like, dude, you should try that.
Jesus.
That is exactly what I would do.
I'd do the same thing, but I'd just start a religion, probably.
Yeah, you could be revered as a god.
I am Jesus.
And then the next day, your religion's gone.
And then the second time you do it, you go, as you fall.
Well, you just never do it again. Don't be stupid, you know? I've done it once.
Yeah,
isn't
just
that
have
enough?
To prove it once. Yeah, that's what Jesus did. Walked
make
over
sure
water
they film
once.
It, yeah.
Still writing that fucking fame. I could do that.
Yeah, you walk on water once, and you just fucking rest on your laurels then for the rest of it.
You ever think someone back then, like when he was walking by, was like, oh, there goes Jesus. He walked on water.
If you're watching this, Jesus, we're not impressed.
Yeah, fill a diaper and then come back to us.
Some envious soccer mom. Yeah.
Oh, there goes Jesus again.
2,000-year-old passive aggressiveness.
he's a fucking one-trick pony.
Look at him. He has sandals.
His dad's, like, important or something.
His mum's
a
virgin.
Owns Nintendo. Whatever.
His dad's Bill Gates.
His dad made the world. Fucking, it's flat anyway. Who cares?
Whoop-de-doo, and yet to rest.
You ever think if anyone fucks with Jesus, he just looks at them and goes, I'm telling. Next
I
question,
so.
Jackson.
That was a solid
question.
Right.
I like
that was one. A good question.
Yeah, Random 9001. Good job. This next one comes from, let's see. How do you pronounce that? WoverOrmy1 asks, what is the worst you have ever offended someone? What did you say and how did they react?
I said that I hate green hair.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Jack. Still hurts, man. Too soon.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, by the way. Like, oh, God, I feel terrible.
Yeah, I actually have one for this.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I have one too. I'll go with you. Sorry.
I had to do a report in high school on the 9/11 conspiracy theory. And everyone hated me just for doing the fucking project on the conspiracy. Literally every single person in that classroom was so incredibly offended with what I was saying. And I was so upset about it, like, because, you know, I was very socially inept for the longest time. Still am, but then too. And it just really affected me how everyone hated me just for doing this fucking project.
Were you forced to do the project?
I had to do a project on the 9/11 conspiracy. The teacher handed out conspiracy theories to each student. They had to do a project on it.
Fucking teacher hands out a 9/11 conspiracy project.
Yeah. Hands out a couple of conspiracies. What class was it? Fucking the X-Files?
Yeah,
she dunk all of these kids.
Social ineptitude 101.
Yeah, which socially awkward kid can I fuck with the most?
Damn, were you conscripted by InfoWars? What is this? So what was your report like? What side were you on, Charlie? Was it job?
You had to just portray it. Like, you had to just give out all the information. You didn't have to take a side or anything. You just wanted all the information out there. I wasn't up there trying to debunk it or up there supporting it. Yeah, it was ridiculous. He just fucking tossed a live grenade to me for this classroom. And since I live in the South, everyone's really pro, you know, government and stuff, and everyone was very upset that I'd be saying anything against the government, even though I was just fucking talking about this conspiracy that this lunatic of a man tossed at me.
What other conspiracy theories did people get?
They got the most mundane shit. Someone got, like, computers being alive or something, like computers were once alive, or some stupid shitty conspiracy like that. It was the dumbest shit, and I got fucking 9/11.
Did you at least get a good grade?
Yeah, no, I got a good grade. I mean, I think he just felt bad for me. He could see me fucking tearing up presenting it.
How is the teacher allowed to give out that?
The class was called Theory of Knowledge, so I guess it was supposed to be pretentious and uncomfortable. I don't know.
A bunch of cunts. Like,
did he get fired?
No, but he did quit the next year.
That might explain it.
He couldn't handle the truth anymore.
Sure.
Charlie really opened my eyes on this one.
Shit.
I knew he was the right pick.
What do you got, Andrew?
So, back when I was still learning how to be funny, which was like yesterday, in high school, I kind of thought that insulting people was funny if I like made up for it afterwards to be like, oh no, I'm just kidding. Or, oh no, like, whatever. I didn't learn like, what's the term for where you know how to just rib people
Negging.
And not be an asshole? Yeah, I didn't.
Empathy, being
common
a decent
sense.
Human being.
No, I didn't know how to do it not mean-spiritedly. So I just came off as an asshole who would try to be like,
joking.
Oh, no, whatever. I guess. So I did theater in high school because that's what I did. And we went to a like field trip thing where you went to a big auditorium and you had to perform your stuff. It was like the end of the year for the drama class where you like rehearsed a skit and you learned it and then you performed it in front of a panel of judges and you can win awards and shit and whatever, and a bunch of other high schools came in. So we were in this group of like 15-18 kids, and we just all day, like, we were all just hanging out and like watching other people perform and just doing whatever. It was a field trip. So at one point we got in the discussion of birthdays, and I don't remember her actual name, but I think it was like
you don't
like
have to struggle to remember it. We don't.
No,
nah, all right.
So let's say her name was like Caitlin, just for the sake of having a name. Someone while we were talking, and she was like nearby, but she wasn't in the group, but she could obviously hear the conversation. She was like, "Oh yeah, Caitlin doesn't have a birthday," and I was like, "Well, what are you talking about?" She was like, "Well, she's a Jehovah's Witness," which means they don't celebrate birthdays and whatever. And me being the hilarious fucking person that I was, I went, "Who the fuck is this Jehovah douchebag anyway?" And
wow, that's a really clever one.
Oh yeah, and she was very religious, and she just looked at me and then just huffed off, and I was like, oh no. And
I mean,
just kidding.
Oh fuck. Yeah, no, it was literally like a just kidding type fucking moment, and it was really awkward for like 3 hours until I manned up and apologized.
I'm sure she understood, because it was just a really clever joke, to be honest.
Oh, it was hilarious. The whole rest of the school, even the teachers, were dying.
Yeah, no, it was a good one. That was a real doozy.
A lot of depth to that one.
That was the moment where I toned down all of my humor, because that was the... I felt so fucking
You went back to the drawing board taking notes on how to make people laugh.
Ricky Gervais might steal that joke.
I mean, it was just in poor taste. It wasn't, like, funny in the moment. I could get where I was.
Like how you
say
in the moment, it's still not, it's
no,
not funny
it's
now.
It's a terrible thing to say, but...
He's trying to bring it back.
I wasn't trying to upset her. I was trying to be offensively funny, but it was just offensive and not funny.
He still got that joke laminated on a board. One day, my friend, it'll be better.
We will perfect this.
I still to this day know for a fact that was the biggest time I fucked up. I feel really bad about that.
It's a pretty small fuck up.
Mild.
You offended one person.
Well, it's the way I see it is because it was just me being me. It wasn't like I made a mistake or I let something slip. That was just me being a just complete asshole for no reason. And that's why I see it as the biggest part I fucked up.
Hmm. What about you, Sean?
I realize that that's good.
Yeah.
What about you? What's He's the sentient. Biggest offending thing you've said or who have you offended?
His intro.
Yeah, all Irish people with my intro. They hate me for it.
Actually, you probably did offend Ireland before when you said that you wanted to get out. You hated it.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever gone that far to like really piss someone off and be like, shit, I fucked up. I mean, in school, I barely talked to anybody.
Oh. Did you also have a 9/11 report?
That's what brought him down.
Thankfully, no.
Did Ireland even give a shit about 9/11?
Oh, yeah. That shit was everywhere when it happened.
Yeah.
Shit was big.
I remember actually coming home from school that day at like 3 o'clock and walking in the door. And it was on like the TV at the time in the news and everything. And my father literally turned to me and said, "The fucking world's over." I was like, "Thanks, Daddy."
He threw you a shotgun and ran to the basement.
"Thanks, Daddy. What's for dinner?"
"I'll meet you in the bomb shelter."
Dude, I had the same experience. When 9/11 happened, my friend and I walked to his house after school. His parents were home from work watching the TV. We glanced at it for 5 seconds and then went, "Now we're going to play Tony Hawk on PlayStation." And we left.
I did something so similar when 9/11 happened. I would just, my parents sat me down and tried to give me like a long talk about it, but I just wanted to keep playing with Play-Doh.
Play-Doh, PlayStation, big power gap here.
Yeah. Where were you when 9/11 happened, Kaya? Just answering viewer questions here.
I was in Germany actually, and I was waiting for Dragon Ball Z because it would always start like right after school, and then I guess I saw the news, but I didn't really know or understand.
Kaya just
or
did
care.
Not care.
What the fuck do you want? I was like, what, like 15 or something? No, not 15. That was 15 years ago. Yeah, holy shit. I was like 10 or 11. Yeah.
Yeah, we were
fuck
all
do you
elementary
want? I wanted Dragon Ball Z, not the Twin Towers. You can take the Twin Towers. Not my Dragon Ball Z, though.
Just give me my anime.
Priorities.
Yeah.
So nothing really offensive you've ever done that you think back on, Sean? Be like, oh, you know.
Fuck. There goes my channel.
That was 9/11.
I'm sure some people think I did. Probably flat earth people.
Well, that's my favorite conspiracy theory, actually.
Yeah, Charlie, do a report.
I'm sure there's like dozens of people on Tumblr who hate each and every one of us.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
Absolutely.
Shoutouts to Tumblr.
Fuck. Yeah, shoutouts to you fucking losers.
And yet for Tumblr, for that amount of people who hate us, there's that amount of gay fan fiction about us.
The gay fan... That's an interesting question. We're going to wrap this up here because I have to urinate like a motherfucker and this has been going on really long and I had no idea. Sorry, Sean. You're a busy man. We're not. We're all losers.
You're good. It's fun.
All right. I forgot my question. Go ahead, Jackson. Back to your questions.
No, the question was...
gay fan fiction?
Oh,
yeah,
gay
the question
fan
was gay fan
fiction. Yeah. Do you have any gay fan fictions about you that you were really proud of that someone wrote?
Or did you write any about us for the show?
We asked you to prepare some.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm still working on it.
It was
okay.
Part of the itinerary.
There was a deadline. I've been busy. I'll get it to you. I'm just finishing off the last paragraph.
Yeah, we don't even need it for the show, just to read for our own pleasure.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I just wanted it for me.
I have
Chuck Tingle publish it.
Dude, that's the dream.
That the official podcast, I would read it immediately.
There's so much gay fan fiction of me online. Me and Markiplier together. It's just
and we Google
it's everywhere.
Oh,
Google Septiplier, and you'll get everything.
Oh God, you have a little shipping name.
Have you and Mark ever spoken about it and kind of joked about actually performing some of the acts
and filming it?
We joked about recording a video reading it together.
Oh.
We should do that,
not the same.
That should be our thing before they do it.
What? Make gay porn together and release it?
There are some very elaborate photoshops of you and Markiplier kissing.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, photoshops.
Yeah.
Wowee.
You subscribe to that conspiracy, huh?
People are adamant about that, man.
Sean, whatever happens, I want to say I love you so much. After saying those words, Mark lubed his member.
Wow, that gets really in there right away.
Lubed his member.
Well, I skipped down to like halfway down the page. Especially when Sean, I'm going to come, followed by come inside, Sean replied.
That's good. That's good smut right there.
Yeah.
Please update the Wikipedia page.
At least give a shout out to the author.
Yeah, we're stealing their work. Andrew, who's the author?
I wonder, like, is this just for fun, just like Chuck Tingle does, or are there actually people so devoid of a soul who masturbate to this?
I think it's just for
you
fun.
You know for a fact that there's people who masturbate to this shit.
I can retroactively confirm this because I meant to bring this up. Charlie, I've twice now had people like ask sexual questions about you because they think I know because they want to fantasize about you.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about
me. But they're thinking that like we've fucked or something and they're like, how big is his penis? Oh, do you think he'd like this? I'm like, I don't know. Ask him. He's on Twitter.
I
want to
ask you who don't asked ask me. You because I got the exact same questions. I'm almost sure it was the same person even.
Charlie, how big's your dick?
I can guarantee
it was me.
You.
We can say it's alright.
Alright. Alright. We'll break new ground here. It is 6.5 inches.
Woohoo.
Let it be known. Let the record show. That is one full inch above average size in America. I don't know what it is in Ireland. Fucking Sean's over there probably packing heat at like 9 inches. But I'm proud of mine.
13 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, those baby. Poor sheep. Oh,
did
my
you,
God.
Did you, like, tear your mom in half on the way out?
Yeah, it's like a fucking sledgehammer going across this sheep.
A farmer comes out of his house. There's just sheep exploded everywhere.
See, that now you're understanding the real game. Before, you were just imagining something different. Now it's getting real.
I mean, I imagined you naked the entire podcast.
He's had your gay fan fiction up this whole time.
I mean, I pulled it up earlier.
He's been typing like, at it.
There's gay fan fiction? Oh, look at this one I just found in 2 seconds.
He was lying on the floor.
Hugby.
Put it in the description.
I
Jackson,
don't know.
Put it in the description. Not even the link, the actual fan fiction. Put it in the description.
Yeah. I don't know why you're telling me to.
Pin it as a top comment.
Here's a challenge to our viewers. Write your best fan fiction and the best one will be pinned. And
they're
going
to be
actually,
so terrible.
I really want some fucking fan art of the official podcast. We haven't gotten many or any, really, have we? We need fan art. Please, fans. Please, Jacksepticeye's fans. Do something with us. We're desperate.
Jackson, you just really need masturbation material, don't you?
I do. He finished all of Jack's fanfics.
Yeah, really. He finished writing them all.
Alright, we'd like to thank Jacksepticeye for appearing, and Kaya, and Andrew, and Charlie. Thanks for watching the podcast, guys. We really appreciate your attendance. If you'd like to see more about us, or draw fan art of us even, you can head on over to our website, our iTunes, our SoundCloud, our subreddit, and we've also got a Discord now, I believe, so you'll find those links in the description. So head on over there, interact with
thanks,
Charlie.
Sean.
Charlie is very active in the Discord. He's basically the only one talking.
Yeah, I don't have
Shut
Discord.
Up.
Well, wait, let Jacksepticeye shout his shit out. Sure. That's the
oh,
one.
Yeah, I forgot.
I don't need to shout my shit out, you're good.
Stop
that was
it.
A good outro.
No, it was bad.
I mean, knowing Jack, actually, I don't think he needs any shout-outs in any form at all.
Enjoy the 50 subscribers you're going to get from this.
Jack could fucking sneeze once during the episode and that's it, and he'd gain a million views.
Yeah. Do you actually want to...
If things were that easy, then there would be no problems ever.
Fair enough.
Do you have any links that you want to throw out, Jack, just before we end?
No, I'm good. I'm just happy to be here.
Well, we got a link to Jack's channel down in the description as well, so head on over and check out his stuff. All right. Thanks for watching. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.